Good morning. Today is Tuesday, August 17th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera. COVID-19 cases are ticking down statewide in Nevada, but the numbers remain high. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has the details.
Nevada officials are reporting a two-week average of 960 daily COVID-19 cases. For comparison, that number was nearly 1,100 cases per day a week ago. They're also reporting an average of 10 COVID-19-related deaths per day. More than 1,200 people are hospitalized for confirmed or suspected COVID-19 in Nevada. Statewide, about 60% of Nevadans 12 and older have initiated COVID-19 vaccination, and about 49% have completed vaccination. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
And the Washoe County Health District reported two grim milestones yesterday. Washoe County surpassed 700 COVID-19-related deaths in total, along with more than 50,000 COVID-19 cases since the pandemic began. Large indoor event organizers in Nevada can require proof of COVID-19 vaccination. Governor Steve Sisolak announced the new directive during his press conference yesterday. Sisolak gave organizers two routes to take if they're planning to have over 4,000 attendees indoors. Organizers can require all attendees to wear masks indoors in counties with high transmission rates, or all attendees must show proof of vaccination. In that case, vaccinated attendees would be permitted to go maskless. Partially vaccinated people would be required to wear a mask. And individuals who can't provide proof of vaccination would not be permitted to attend. Children ages 2 and older who are too young to be vaccinated may attend, but are required to wear a mask. Sisolak says he's still ironing out details for smaller venues. The Nevada State Board of Health will hold an emergency meeting this week to discuss COVID-19 vaccination requirements for college students. The agenda calls for consideration of an emergency regulation to require all students to provide proof of immunity to certain communicable diseases, including COVID-19. The meeting is on Friday, just days before the start of the semester for colleges in Nevada. The board is accepting public comment on this matter. Starting this week, all state employees in Nevada who are not fully vaccinated are required to get tested for COVID-19 weekly. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has the details.
Governor Steve Sisolak's policy officially went into effect on Sunday and requires unvaccinated state workers to submit their test results to human resources or a department supervisor. For state government workplaces that exceed an employee vaccination rate of 70%, unvaccinated employees will no longer have to undergo weekly testing. State workers are eligible for paid administrative leave to receive the vaccine. Masks are still required for all employees working in counties deemed to have high transmission levels. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
Republican Adam Laxalt has filed to run for U.S. Senate in Nevada, setting the stage for what could be a decisive battle as both parties fight for control of Congress. Laxalt will aim to unseat Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto, who became the first Latina elected to the Senate in 2016. Laxalt, an ally of former President Donald Trump and part of Nevada's political dynasty, rose to prominence in 2014 after becoming the country's youngest attorney general. He's the grandson of the former Nevada governor and U.S. Senator Paul Laxalt. Democrats have won the past two Senate races in Nevada by fewer than 5 points. And a deepening drought is threatening California's $6 billion almond industry, which produces about 80% of the world's almonds. As water becomes scarce and expensive, some growers have stopped irrigating their orchards and plan to tear them out years earlier than planned. After decades of expansion in California's agricultural Central Valley, almond production is expected to decline, which could lead to higher prices for consumers who have embraced the popular nut. As the drought drains reservoirs and forces restrictions on water use, critics say the thirsty crop isn't sustainable at current levels in California, which is becoming hotter and drier because of climate change. For KUNR News, I'm Michelle Rivera.